My name is Richard Sewachiryanga, the executive director of the Uganda National NGO Forum. The accusations by the president yesterday, I think, are very, very concerning for us as NGOs, because we don't find a lot of substance in them. We realize that there could be some misinformation that is going around about the role of NGOs in this country. To call us organizations that promote foreign interests is inaccurate, because as all organizations in Uganda that are registered under the Ugandan law, we do the work that we register for. Some of it could be advocacy, policy analysis work, service delivery, and many other things. And none of us is involved in promoting interests of any country, because the only country we come from is Uganda, which is our country. So I think that that accusation in itself is an empty one, and it could be one that is being propagated by those that would like to sow seeds of discontent between civil society organizations in this country and the president of this country. And I think the source of that is really those who are opportunistic and those who do not want to see the NGOs do the work they do. The work that we do, which is to defend rights, to promote better service delivery, to promote better governance of this country, I think is legitimate work. It is constitutional work. And it is work that we don't think should lead anybody to think that somebody is fighting this country. To say that, for example, we bring in money to disrupt people is in itself totally, totally wrong. Because for us as NGOs, we do not at any moment of time ever get money that we use to sow any unrest in this country. Because after all, I do not know of any funder who does that kind of thing. So yes, that is one of the biggest challenges that we are faced with, that we feel came out of these discussions. So if I was to think about how do we improve our relationship, my first point would be, I think now it's high time that we have an actual interface between the president of this country and the NGO sector in this country. That will be helpful. The reason for that is we need to explain exactly and clearly what is it that we are about, how we operate, how we get our financing, how we report on our financing, and all those kinds of things. So I think that that is one thing. But fundamentally, we should also go ahead and implement the law that was put in place. Last year, we worked very closely with the Uganda Government Ministry of Internal Affairs under the NGO Bureau to actually develop an NGO Act of 2017. In that NGO Act, we do have mechanisms under the law which were put there to ensure that NGOs can do the things that they are supposed to do well, through a monitoring process called the District NGO Monitoring Committees. Now, these are the avenues through which government would systematically be able to understand the work that NGOs do across this whole country in all the 127 districts. So I think that that is something that the government of Uganda should spend time on and invest in, to make sure that we do not have a problem of understanding what NGOs do, by ensuring that we implement the provisions of the NGO Act. So my sense is that where we are now, there's a lot that is happening to this country. There are a lot of voices coming out of this country. And we know that many times when people want to sow seeds of discord, the first place they go to is to blame NGOs. But I want to say that the NGOs in this country mean well for this country. We fight when we work and fight any injustice and advocate for better human rights. It is something that we are obliged to do under the law. And that, I think, is something that we should continuously engage on. So that is my take, and that is what I would see and say about yesterday's speech by the president of Uganda. Thank you.